Once you see what you actually are, that you're an infinite, limitless being, you'll see that nothing exists outside of you. I'm your host, Derek Grant, and this is the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Bro. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pathway to Your Results podcast. It is your boy, DG. We are here live and in effect. It is an honor. I just wanted to break this down for you because this came to me in a meditation literally this morning. I've been known this, but I just want to tell a couple of stories. I want to illustrate some things. I want to go ahead and channel a little bit. I'm going to give you really this notion around what us as human beings refer to as death. Okay. So first, let me start off with a story. So my daughter had a cheerleading competition on Saturday, and it was 2 hours one way, right? 2 hours one way. Cheerleading competition, then 2 hours back, right? We got back at like, I don't know, like 8:30 at night. I was exhausted, right? Anybody who's doing a cheerleading competition, I love watching her compete. I love everything about, you know, seeing her do all those things that I know I can't do. But, and I love the joy that it brings her. But the reality of it is the loud music and everything sometimes can drain you and wear you out, coupled with 4 hours of driving. So when we get back, we're all tired. We're all exhausted. We go to bed. Go to bed at like 9:30, right? 9:45. Wake up at like 4, I think the clock's at 4:39. I wake up at 4:39, I go to the bathroom, and I look outside. Or I don't even look outside. I can see through like the blinds and the curtains, police lights. I'm like, what the, like, police lights? Now we got probably, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. We got probably like 20 houses on my street, right? Not a big street at all. 20 houses with a cul-de-sac at the end. And I'm like, I see these lights. So I go and open up the blinds. I'm like, man, what the? There was like 10 cop cars, 10 cop cars, like 10 marked police cars, and then probably another 5 or 6 unmarked police cars. I'm like, what in the world? So by this time, Carly wakes up. She's like, what are you doing? What's going on? I'm like, look at all these cop cars out here. So she gets up and she comes over and she's like, what in the world? And the first thing that happened, the first thing that crossed my mind was, oh, somebody got killed. Now, I have to go ahead and say this, okay? I don't live in a quote-unquote rough neighborhood at all. I don't live in a rough area. I don't live, like, these type of things don't happen where I live at all, right? But nobody's immune to anything like this. My mom always said death is a great equalizer. But I didn't know for sure whether or not somebody had died. I had no idea. But this is just, you know, back in the day when I was in my three-dimensional ways, I used to watch 48 Hours. It used to come on A&E, and I used to understand all these crime shows and all that. I know one thing. At 4:30 in the morning, there's this many cop cars with their lights on. It's not because a cat is stuck in a tree. So I go downstairs. Carly goes downstairs, and we're just sitting there. We're like, what in the world is going on? She checks her phone, and somebody from a neighborhood that butts up to ours, her friend was like, is everything okay? Now, she sent this text message at like 11:50. She said, is everything okay? We hear gunshots. Gunshots? What? So we're like piecing everything together. I'm like, okay, well, there's gunshots and there's this many cops. Something happened. So anyway, it wasn't until about 6:30 or so we started to hear kind of what had happened, right? So apparently somebody who was renting out an Airbnb, which is illegal in our neighborhood. You're not allowed to do that, right? You can't have an Airbnb. She was renting an Airbnb out, and some people rented out, had a party. Somehow there was an argument, a fight, I guess. And somebody was killed, like literally 4 houses down from us. Now, when I sleep, I sleep, right? I didn't hear anything. We got a fan in our room, right? White noise. So I didn't hear anything. We slept right through it. Okay. But intuitively, I knew that this death that had taken place physically, literally down the road, it would have had to have been something also within my own life. Stay with me because I'm around it all together here. Why is this so close in proximity? What is going on? So I get into meditation. I'm like, what was this about? What is this? And then all of a sudden, this supreme consciousness, the supreme awareness starts to speak. And it's like, it's time for you to stop thinking of death as the end of something. And then I thought about thermodynamics. Well, we understand that energy is neither created nor destroyed. We understand that everything is energy. So energy is never created and it's never destroyed, meaning it's always been. And I can't quite grasp my head around it's never been created. I understand that it's never been destroyed, but I can't understand that it's never been created because the mind can't grasp infinity because the mind operates within finiteness. It can't grasp that there's no beginning. It can grasp that there's no end, but it can't grasp that there's no beginning. But energy, and everything is energy, is neither created nor destroyed. So death is not the end of something. Death is the transformation of something. I got to say this again. Death is the transformation of something, the transformation of information. That's what death is. So I'm getting told in this meditation, this was signaling within you that there is a transformation or a death that has been and will continue to take place. And then the floodgates open. This is why I'm here right now. Go and break this down for you. When you start thinking about your life, there has always been versions of you that had to transform, aka die. There was versions of you that no longer served you that had to be transformed and then integrated into present day so you could continue to keep moving forward, inward and upward. So when we start thinking about the version of you present day is going to at some point energetically, emotionally, mentally going to have to die or transform its way of thinking, its way of perceiving in order for you to live. Good God Almighty, they ain't trying to hear me right now. Death is the transformation of energy. It happens on a physical level where the body stops. It happens on a spiritual level when our soul leaves this body. It happens on a mental and emotional level when we heal. So every time that you go back and heal a part of your inner child, the reason why it hurts so doggone bad is because there is a transformation. And we know that wherever there is transformation, there is alchemation. And wherever there's alchemation, there's going to have to be some type of resistance, some type of discomfort, some type of pain. So there's going to be pain when you're transforming. And I look at my life right now, and there's all these things that are seemingly crumbling, and like, it's like, man, what is going on? Like, why? And I can feel it. I can feel you're getting ready to move into a new space. Your greatest work that you've ever done, that you're going to do in this world, is getting ready to transpire. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. But in order for it to come, there has to be deaths that take place, because the version of you today can't be the one who's creating tomorrow. You're going to have to create a new version of you. But the version of you today was the culmination of the past experience of past versions of yourself. Those got to die. So this is why you see why releasing is so important. This was why, unbeknownst to me, I had started this program called Release that's getting ready to launch here soon. It was because this was how we moved into the next life, and the next life, and the next life, and the next life. You think you're just winning, living one life. Every time that you go back and heal, you create a new version, a new life, a new opportunity. Do you see how this works? So the reason why I'm saying this, there was an old adage. I don't know who said it. They said, old wise philosopher said, the moment that you embrace death will be the moment that you start living. Meaning, translation, I'm gonna make it simple. You know I am. The moment that you start embracing transformation, now you can start getting information. The moment that you start to embrace that I am dying off, meaning these versions of me that I have created out of survival, out of fear, out of unworthiness, out of needing the approval and validation of others. The moment that I transform that, meaning I let it die off, meaning it has served its purpose, it has shown me, wow, I really don't think enough about myself. I need to go back and affirm that version of myself. The moment that you do that, there will be a death that takes place. Now, when you understand colors are nothing more than a vibration, just another, as red and yellow and green, they're the same thing. They're just oscillating at different vibrations, right? Which is why we perceive them as different colors. I usually wear colors based on energetically where I'm at within my chakras, right? Tell me why I've been wearing black a lot lately. All black. I'm talking about like black hat, black hoodie, black pants, black shoes, like black. Why am I wearing black so much? Oh, when this murder had taken place, this homicide took place down the road, I really got to sit and reflect. And I realized that there was a lot of deaths that have been and are going to take place within me. And I said, okay. What needs to die off? What is the main thing?
I know for me, in my life, this need of approval from others. Sometimes we call this people-pleasing. Sometimes we call this people-pleasing when we feel like we need to please others, when we feel like we need to put somebody else's needs before our own, when we feel like we need someone else's validation before we have validated ourselves, when we feel like we need someone else's approval of us or else they're going to leave us and we're going to be left alone. That, my friends, is people-pleasing. And every time that you people-please, you are denying. We know that the vibration of this universe is acceptance, aka love, aka forgiveness. So when we start understanding that every time that you are denying yourself, you are preventing the death from taking place. You are preventing the transformation from being able to start the process. So I started to realize in my own life, oh my gosh, I got versions of me. I got versions of me that are, they're just, they don't accept themselves at that moment. And, you know, 13 years old, 14 years old, still pockets, situations, experiences. That version did not accept itself. So I got to take this energy and send them alone and give them affirmation, let them know, like, you're accepted, you're good, you're fine. So now that I've done that, transformation can start to take place. And here's the deal. Once we start to transform and there's transformation or death, now we can start to integrate. We can bring him into life. So I go back and I tell that 13-year-old dude, you're enough. You don't need anybody's approval, man. You don't. You're enough. And please know that I love you. I care for you. I do. I do. I know you don't care for yourself enough yet because you were dependent on so everyone else's approval of you and love for you, but I love you. When you start realizing that the most healing sound in this universe is your own voice, the game changes. When you start to realize that what everyone else says is peanuts compared to what you say to yourself, the game changes. When you start to understand that it was only you who could put you in that pine box, meaning you were the only one who could truly lay to rest that version of you that was created out of fear and out of survival, the game changes. So I just realized in my life through this death, and you know, you think about what happens when someone dies. And I'm sure this man who woke up, you know, 24 years old, when he woke up, he didn't plan on it being his last day, right? We know not the day nor the hour, but, and think about what his family's enduring right now and, you know, all that stuff. But my point of this is even in that, it has something to do with you. It has something to do with me. And I realized in this moment, oh my goodness, this was for me to know. This was for me to realize that the death has to take place. The deaths have to take place within. You should die many times, many, many times over. So the moment that you embrace death, the moment that you accept death, this is when you can start to live. Good God Almighty, y'all ain't trying to hear me. The moment that you can embrace the fact that there will be times when you have to let go of that doesn't reside within you anymore. It doesn't resonate. It won't work anymore. Yes, I live in a place of acceptance or seeking people's acceptance and approval. And I've been doing that for 40-something years, but I can't do that no more because the works that I'm going to have to do here in this earth and the things that I have to do, I got to be able to move into a space where I don't need anyone's approval and validation outside of my own first. When I can start doing that, now the works can take place. But in order to do that, I got to kill off some versions of me that ain't going to be able to do it. Do you see how this works? So that version of you that you're waiting for or that you want to become, whether it's a millionaire, whether it's you want to be happy, whether it's you want to be healthy, that he's waiting for you. But you know you can't, that can't be born until a death takes place, right? When one dies, another one's born. When one dies, another one's born. When transformation takes place, integration has to show itself. Do you see how this works? So we start thinking of birth as integration and death as transformation. Do we not know that transformation must come first? It has to. It's got to come first. So I started to realize with this individual who had lost his life down the street, oh my gosh, where there's a death, there's a rebirth. This man, through his passing and leaving this physical vessel as whatever his name was, this is actually what's going to be and give me the opportunity if I can reflect and use this and see how, why this came into my sphere of awareness. Because I'm telling you this right now, but if I didn't tell you this, you probably wouldn't even know this has happened. So now it's brought into your sphere of awareness. This came so close. Why did it come so close, D? What was this about within you? How does this pertain to you? Oh my goodness, you got to die. You got to die. You got versions of yourself that can't go with where you're trying to go. They can't go. We got to let them die. We got to put them to rest. So this is what we call healing. This is why we go back. Because every time you go back, it gives you an opportunity to be born again. It gives you an opportunity to create a new version of yourself. And this is what we were here to do, was to create. This is divine nature within us as creation. You can't not create. You are the creator in the form of the creation. The creator has always been creating and always will create it. Creation is our divine nature. But do we not know, in order for something new to be created, the old vibration must be destroyed. In order for there to be construction, there has to be deconstruction. So think about in your life where you're at right now and where you want to go. I told you in 2024 we're going to turn up. I told you that. So think about where you're at right now, where you want to go, and ask yourself, is the version of me that I'm holding on to, these versions of me right now, are they going to get me there? What versions of myself do I have to let go? When I start to realize how this game called life actually works, and that actually pertains to more of letting go of things than it does accumulating, the game changed. I got to let go of the versions of me that are afraid. I got to let go of the versions of me that are afraid to be who they are. I got a lot of them. You got a lot of them. We all got a lot of them. We all got pockets within our childhood. We all got pockets within us that are afraid to step out and be who we truly are. Imagine, you just sit here and imagine this. Imagine if you were to just be who you were, how you were, without needing anyone's approval of you, what that would feel like. I can probably guess two words that came to mind. Freedom and peace. Imagine if you did that. Just imagine. Imagine if you walked in that energy and that white vibration. I'm here to tell you that version of you already exists. That version already exists. But first you got to get let go of the versions of you that feel like they need approval and they need validation from someone else. You need to let go of them suckers. When you let go of them, now guess what? How much easier it will be to just be them, to be it. You see, it's literally inside of you already. I got to shed the bullshit. I got to let go of the things that don't serve me. I mean, look, y'all about to get me going right now. I know we about almost 20 minutes in, but you about to get me going right now. If you knew what you had inside of you already, you don't need nobody's approval. You don't. You don't. I'm not yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just trying to get to your spirit. Understand that you don't need anything from anyone. You already had everything inside of you. You have it already. I'm going to say it till the day that I die. You are present day right now. Let's just say you're 35 years old. And the 35-year-old has dreams and aspirations of the 36-year-old. But the 35-year-old is the culmination of 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. That's where the 35-year-old is. It's all those versions, all those experiences, all those wounds, all those insecurities, all the unworthiness, all of those programs, it's all of those added up. So this is why it's so much work. This is why you'll never be done. And here's the deal. Every time you go back, every time you heal a version, even if it's just a little piece of the 14-year-old, you've just created a new version for the 36-year-old. You just created a new version for the 37-year-old. And here's the deal. However many pockets within the 14-year-old I got, I'm going to have just as many in the version of me that I'm creating in the future. Because you're infinite. You're infinite. So because you're infinite, there will be infinite layers. So I say that because the work ain't never going to be done. Go and get your saddle. Go and saddle up. Go ahead and saddle up. You ain't never going to be done. Go and get yourself comfortable. Go and hunker down. You will never be done. Now that we know this, who in me has to die? Who in me has to die? Who in me needs to be transformed? Do we see how this works?
So your mind is obviously your greatest asset. And your mindset today was the culmination of all those past versions of yourself. Y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. Ain't nobody trying to hear a word I'm saying right now. Though your mindset today is a culmination of all the past versions of yourself. You go hop on Instagram and hop on TikTok and everybody talking mindset, mindset. You got to have a growth mindset, mindset, mind. How in the world is your mindset going to grow when you still got versions of yourself that you're holding on where the mindset got stunted? How are you going to grow when you still holding on to versions of you that are literally waiting to be put 6 feet under? How are you going to keep growing? So when you start understanding that the mindset was nothing more than the culmination of everything in the past, I got to go back in the past so I can change my mindset moving forward. And this is what you're seeing present day. I didn't start working on my mindset. I initially did to begin because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. Nah, I'm working on my heart. I'm working on all these wounds. I'm working on all these insecurities. I'm working on the versions of me who feel like they need a motherfucker's approval. I don't need anybody's approval. You know how much time I wasted thinking I need somebody's approval? I don't need nobody's approval. And you don't either. So I stopped wasting time. I stopped waiting for someone to approve of me. I stopped waiting for somebody. Now, don't get me wrong. There's times when pockets of me come up that I'm unaware of and I get back in that vibration. But guess what? Throw on that all black. Go ahead and throw it on because we're finna have a funeral. We're going to have a funeral. You got to be laid to rest, big boy. You're going to sleep, the long sleep. I'm talking about the sleep where you ain't waking up. You see how this works? So now guess what ends up happening? When something comes up that pulls up this version of me that feels like it needed somebody's approval or somebody's validation, I don't run from it. I welcome it. I'm not running from the death. I'm embracing it. I'm not running from the darkness. I was born in it. You see how this works? So now when we start to embrace the shadow, we start to embrace the darkness, we start to embrace the hardship, we start to embrace the struggle, we start to embrace the adversity. We don't run from death, we smile in death's face because we know that on the backside of death is a rebirth, and that rebirth is going to be the version of us that came here to do what we came to do before we incarnated, who knew what the mission was. When we start to move in that space and we don't run from the dark, it's game over. I just had a talk with my daughter. She was struggling with some stuff at school, right? She was struggling with math and all this stuff going on. She stayed home from school. She's saying her throat hurt to the point where we think, you know, maybe she had a virus. She had a little bug. I don't know. But it was manifesting itself in her physical life. So I said, I had a talk with her. I said, listen, Rubes, listen. Number one, let's become aware of what's going on inside of us. And I want you to write it down, express it. And I found her little journal. She was writing this stuff down. And I mean, it was heartbreaking to see a 9-year-old write some of the stuff that she was saying. She's sad. She's sad. She doesn't like to see people treated the way she is. She's an empath, right? It is what it is, right? But the reason why this was happening was because she was afraid of math. She didn't know how to do, you know, the stuff that they were doing in math class. So she was running away from it. Good God Almighty, y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. Coming straight from the source. She was running away from it. And you see what happens when you run from something. When you let the fear make you sit still or you run away from it, the fear will haunt you. It will continue to keep you stuck. It will continue to keep you in a lower vibration that is the complete opposite of your divine nature. So I looked at her and I said, listen here. I know that it's scary. I know that it's hard. But the only reason why it's scary and it's hard is because you're uncertain. You don't know what's coming. But hear me when I tell you this at 9 years old. If you can move towards what's hard, just an inch, you're going to gain another inch. The universe is going to give you an inch. So every time that I put one in, I get two. Anytime I put three in, I get six. Do you see how this works? So I told her, I said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to empower ourselves. We're going to learn how to do this math. We're going to learn how to do it. It's going to be uncomfortable. And there may be some tears that are shed because it's going to start to transform you and bring up the parts of you that feel unworthy, because maybe you feel like you're the only one in class who can't do this because of the way the system is set up. You start to compare yourself, but that's never not what we're talking about here. You need to understand, little girl, that if you can become comfortable moving towards what you're afraid of, that means that there will be a death that has to take place. Think about it. Fear was the thing that kept you from dying. Good God Almighty, they ain't trying to hear me. Fear was the thing that kept you from dying. Dying was so you could be reborn. So this is why human beings have such a primal fear of death, because death was the ultimate. I'm talking about death of the body. When you leave and go really leave, this was the ultimate transformation. The ultimate transformation that would take place when we would leave this life, usher into the spiritual world so we could get ready for the next one. So I told my daughter, I said, listen, for the rest of your life, as long as I'm here, I don't know how much longer I got, but for as long as I'm here, we're going to work on stepping towards the things that we're afraid of. We're going to work on not running away from what's hard. And we're going to fall in love with those things that are difficult. And here's what I'm doing right now. The reason why I'm telling you this. Because if you've been on this journey of healing, if you're on this spiritual journey that we call life, you know at some point you have to confront a part of yourself that it hurts so doggone much that you didn't want to go there and you were just putting it off. But something in this reality triggered and had you gave you no choice but to deal with it. If I can teach my daughter at 9 years old how to do this with math, that same vibration of courage to walk towards the fear will be the same courage that she'll need to use in order to combat her wounds, die, and transform so she can be reborn again.
So I'm telling you all this because I this prompt when this homicide took place down the street was because I'm leaving this week to go have my ayahuasca ceremonies. And my wife is coming and she's going to partake in it as well because she has some things that she needs to the parts of her that need to die. And I asked, and my spirit guides just basically told me, they said, this is the death that's going to take place. There's going to be 4 big ones that take place this weekend, next week. Just allow them to take place. Allow them. Because after these deaths, the version of you that will be created, the version of you that will be rebirthed, good God Almighty, just like when Jesus stepped in that water. When Jesus stepped in that water and John the Baptist baptized him, you notice Jesus didn't perform any of his miracles. He didn't perform any of his miracles until after the baptism, after the rebirth. When you kill enough versions of yourself, the real ones, the real versions, when they die and they transform, now your greatest works in this earth, in this lifetime, will transpire. So I'm sure I'm going to have a series of podcasts to do on my experience, on my ceremony, on my funeral that I'm about to partake in. Stay tuned. I'll just leave you at that. If you need help ushering in the deaths, the releasing, the letting go, the transforming of these versions of yourself, sign up for release. Go to dgmindset.com and sign up for release. If you're ready to let go of those parts that you know deep down inside have been down there and you've been pushing them under the rug, you've been holding them off, hoping that you didn't have to deal with them, sign up for release right now. I will walk with you. I've been into the dark. I've been there already. I can tell you what's there. I can tell you what's not there. I will walk side by side with you for these 6 months. Get yourself signed up right now because we're starting next week. As always, I wish you nothing but the best on the pathway to your results.